Okay, question one. The coach of the Munster rugby team announced this week, well, today in fact, that he is soon to depart. He's going back to his native Australia. Can you tell me, please, his name? That's number one. Number two, which boxer managed to lose bouts with both Vitaly Klitschko and David Haye at the weekend? Which boxer managed to lose bouts, one official, one not so official, with Vitaly Klitschko and David Haye over the weekend? Number three, the former Sligo Rovers coach, Paul Cook, controversially left the club in the last month to join which English team? So Paul Cook, former Sligo Rovers manager or coach, he's now managing which English team? Number four, this is a US sport one for you. He's Lincredible. He's Linvincible. Two of the headlines surrounding the new star of the NBA, Jeremy Lin. He's basically the new wonder kid of basketball. Which team does he play for, please? Which team does Jeremy Lin play for? And finally, one for the history books. On this day in 1980, the USA had a shock win over the USSR ice hockey team in the Olympic final. What is this famous match known as? Okay, so there you go. That's our five questions from the top. Munster's coach announced that he's about to leave. The Munster rugby coach, he's going back to his native Australia. What is his name, please? Number two, I also want the name of the boxer who managed to lose fights with both Vitaly Klitschko and David Haye over the weekend. Number three, the former Sligo Rovers coach Paul Cook has departed for which English team? New wonder kid of the NBA, Jeremy Lin, plays for which basketball team? And finally, on this day in 1980, the US had a shock win over the USSR in the Olympic ice hockey final. What is that famous game known as? Now, answers coming up at the end of the programme. I have something to tell you actually about when I was on 2 weeks ago and I asked a question and it was phrased like this. It was, in what sport was the first gold medal awarded in the 1896 Olympics?
That's right.
Remember that? And the answer is that I gave is triple jump. I actually had an email about this.
Mm-hmm.
I put up this little podcast of these questions on my website, which anyone can check out. It's tablequiz.net. And I have a fellow there from Donegal, this man.
Okay.
And he emailed me to say, liked your sports quiz. However, I have a minor objection.
Okay.
He said, the way you phrased the question is wrong. They didn't give out gold medals until the Olympics of 1908. Or was it 1912? I'm sorry now. His name is Dan Kelly and I'm ruining it now by actually forgetting the exact. But you got a silver medal for winning the Olympics in 1896.
All right.
So if I just had said in what sport was the first title awarded or whatever,
right, yeah,
I'd have been fine.
You would have been good.
But because I said gold medal, So thank you to Dan, our listener from Donegal, for pointing that out.
There's always somebody out there that's...
There's always somebody,
yeah,
that's right.
That's going to pull you on something if you've got to have your information right, John.
Right, here we go. So it's answer time in our Wednesday Know Your Sport for this, the 22nd of February. Number one, I asked you to name Munster's soon-to-depart coach. He's announced this week that he's heading back to his native Australia. What's his name, John?
Tony McGahan.
Tony McGahan, that's correct. Point for you. Now, we've already said during the programme, which boxer lost bouts to both Vitaly Klitschko and David Haye over the weekend?
Hmm.
That was Derek Chisora. Yeah. I know you know that one, John. We just talked about it. Now, number three, former Shamrock Rovers coach Paul Cook controversially left for which English football team?
Is it Accrington Stanley?
It is Accrington Stanley. Very good, sir. Number four, he's Lincredible. He's Linvincible. These are headlines to do with the new star of the NBA, Jeremy Lin. Tell me, please, which team he plays for.
New York Knicks.
Correct. Oh, this is 4-4, John. This is good. And I think you're probably going to get the next one. On this day in 1980... the USA had a shock win over the USSR in the Olympic final of ice hockey. What is this famous match known as?
Can't think of the name.
No, can't. Oh, I'm surprised. That there is the Miracle on Ice, John.
Miracle on Ice.
So there you go, everyone. I hope you got them. And there'll be more next week.